Across the border from San Diego, the Mexican city of Tijuana is home to hundreds of medical clinics. Some of them offer unproven and illegal treatments for everything from cancer to AIDS. In recent months, Mexican health officials have begun cracking down on these unlicensed clinics. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Eric Kneeler reports.
In Tijuana, medicine is often purchased with a liberal dose of hope. A few hundred yards south of the San Isidro border crossing, 74-year-old Roger Lauber leaves a clinic on the busy Avenida Paseo Tijuana. He believes the treatment he is getting here makes him better.
I come for ozonization of the blood, which has reversed my prostate cancer. I had readings, PSA readings of over 14 when I came, and I've gotten down as low as 0.2.
Lauber spent $8,000 for 3 months of ozone treatment, a treatment that is not legal in the United States, nor in Mexico. Cancer researchers in the United States do not believe it is effective. The clinic in Tijuana is run by William Hitt, a ruddy-faced Illinois native, who says he's been practicing medicine in Mexico for the past 15 years. Inside his comfortable office, two microscopes sit atop his desk. Medical journals line the wall. Hitt won't speak on tape, but he explains that his treatments kill the viruses and bacteria that cause hepatitis, AIDS, and are linked to certain cancers. He takes the patient's blood, treats it with ozone, and then puts it back in the patient's body. He says he treats drug and alcohol abusers with a regimen of vitamins and amino acids. He also claims to cure asthmatics and allergy sufferers by injecting them with their own filtered urine. He claims he has a 95% success rate and government permission to conduct all these treatments. But just across the street, in a sparse office housing Baja California's Health Inspection Department, investigators were surprised to hear about Hitt's treatment. They say his license for surgery and obstetrics, not to conduct experimental therapies. Three inspectors grab search warrants and head over to the clinic. Inside, a receptionist keeps Hitt behind closed doors and tries to delay the inspectors. Ultimately, the inspection reveals numerous violations. They found mucus specimens and tubs of unknown medicine. The team closes the clinic for 30 days. Inspector Carzal Trazuina says later that neither Hitt nor his treatments are licensed in Mexico.
It's unclear if the patients know what substances are being given to them. The mixtures aren't labeled, and the clinic isn't telling us what medicines they are administering.
Hitt now faces possible deportation from Mexico. It is the third closure in a week for the team. Earlier, they shuttered a residential clinic located a few miles west of downtown. There, leukemia patients from New York were being treated with ozone therapy and amygdalin, a compound made from apricot pits. Amygdalin, also known as Laetril, was disproved more than 20 years ago by researchers in the United States. They warn patients to beware of the drug's toxic side effects. Tijuana's health inspection coordinator, Alberto Escalante, says only about 30 of the city's 500 medical clinics offer what he calls alternative medicine. Many of these provide unproven or illegal treatments. Escalante says it's impossible to monitor so many medical operations with only 6 inspectors.
We close one today and they are opening one tomorrow in the underground. We are not a police. I mean, we don't have enough people to be looking for these kind of practices that are not legal.
The changes in Tijuana are part of a government-wide reform effort under new President Vicente Fox. Clinic inspectors now wear anti-corruption buttons and patrol the city in VW bugs. They've closed 13 illegal medical clinics in Tijuana this year. Alfredo Gruel, director of the State Health Inspection Department, says that Tijuana's dynamic growth and endemic corruption have allowed the clinics to thrive.
Apparently there was some corruption involved in all this process, but we reorganized our department. Actually, we changed all 140 inspectors we had. We are hiring new inspectors and we are training them now, so our work is a lot better, a lot clearer, a lot more efficient.
Despite their efforts, the inspectors say they face a bureaucratic legal system in Mexico that sometimes allows clinics to reopen under a new name. What's more, desperate patients will continue to pay for unproven medical care, despite doctors' warnings and the new enforcement policy. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in Tijuana.